Welcome back to the 9 layers of the indie. I am going to be revealing to you layer number 7. As always, before we get into this, let's do a little bit of reflection about where you are. Layer number 6 is incredibly potent in the opportunity to give you a big sigh of relief and open up a lot of energy inside of you so that you can focus on who it is you really are and what direction you're really going in. If you hold on to layer number 6, if you haven't done the process or you're kind of gripping or you did kind of do the process, what you're going to begin to recognize is that you've stored energy units inside of you that you're not utilizing. Whenever we don't forgive, whenever we're holding a grudge, whenever we're holding on like this, we don't have the space to allow things to come through us. And remember, one of the basic concepts and really opportunities inside the indie is for you to increase your capacity to receive. Can you receive when you're like this? No, you can't. All right, we try sometimes, but we can't. So this really is about you opening up a space for you to receive and really move in an authentic flow, not only with your life, but who it is you really are. So as we open up into layer number 7, I want you to pay attention to something first. What particular situations or even people are beginning to trigger you or triggered you this week? Now, what do I mean by trigger? Many of you might be familiar with that term, but what got you kind of off kilter, out of your center? In fact, the other day, I was putting the boys to bed and I said, gosh, I don't know what happened. I was just really in this like upset mood and the kids all of a sudden were, you know, fighting and I don't remember what the exact situation. And Nico said, I wonder what happened. And Nico said, I know what happened, Mom. You got angry and you triggered everybody. Okay, so that is what a trigger really is, when something or someone sets you off. So I want you to think about this week. What were your triggers? Were they people, situations? As you grow through the indie program, you're gonna have real life experiences to process the layers. Very often, I'll get emails from women saying, Tara, did you tell my mom what layer number 3 was? Because I'm telling you. Okay, so this just naturally starts to happen. You'll have a reflection in your life of the layers. That's happening, that's a good thing. It really lets you know you're really inside the layer. So pay attention this week. What's triggered you? What kind of upset is moving around inside of you? Because you are gonna have an opportunity this week to clear it in a really big way. All right, you ready for layer number 7? Layer number 7 is judgment. Now, before we get into judgment, I really need to give you an explanation of something. What's the difference between a judgment and an observation? Because they're not the same thing. So an observation, I'll share this with you, and I share this a little bit of this inside the audio in more detail, but I was in line with my son when he was much younger in the grocery store, and he said, Mom, that lady's fat. Now, for him, that was just an observation. He didn't have any particular attachment. That was just what he saw. An observation is something that you just see. So you might see something in someone and be able to observe it, either in someone or in a situation where, oh, that's whatever that is, that's an observation. The difference between that and a judgment is a judgment actually brings up energy and emotion inside of you. When you are judging someone or something, it brings up a level of anger or a level of some sort of upset. Okay, like we could also say, well, that one's really fat and know that it's a judgment, right? We hold something against that. What you're gonna be doing inside this process, inside of this layer, is really allowing all of your judgments to come to the surface in a very, very safe and a very powerful way. Because there's something that I've learned that I wanna share with you. Inside every single judgment, there's a gift. It's a secret gift, and I don't wanna give it away here because I want you to go through the entire process to be able to experience it. So instead of feeling bad about your judgments, I'm not telling you a carte blanche, giving you carte blanche to go around and judge everybody, but I wanna make something clear. We have judgments, right? There's things that come up inside of us. We see in other people or situations that we know we don't want or we don't like inside of our own life. So there's an opportunity inside of that for you to receive at a much, much higher level. So inside the process in the audio, you're gonna be brought into a very safe space where you are going to list out all of your judgments in a very particular way. And inside the audio, there's a 5-step process to releasing judgment and actually receiving what's at the core of the judgment. Very powerful process. I share inside the audio as well a particular story with my son that really was life-changing for me. So as you open up inside this particular layer, there's a couple of things that I want you to know. Judgments happen, Okay? It's important that you give yourself permission to actually do the full process inside the judgments and don't stop yourself thinking, oh gosh, I'm a bad person because I judge that. It's okay. Let it be. There's a gift inside these judgments. So the more authentic and honest you are with yourself, the more powerful this is going to be for you. Breathe into this layer. Okay? Take your time to go through it. Really let yourself be vulnerable and admit what's really going on inside there. I promise you, there's a huge gift on the other side. I can't wait to see you back here for layer 8. In the meantime, enjoy layer number 7. Take your time, bring it to the surface. You're doing beautifully, and I'll see you back here.